Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
Hi, this is Erin Cassidy, Web Services Librarian at the Newton Gresham Library, and today I'm here speaking with Felicia Thomas, the new Special Collections Librarian in the library. So Felicia, I know you're new to Huntsville, but you also grew up in kind of a small southern town, so tell us a little about the time where you grew up and how it might be similar to or different from Huntsville.
Well, I kind of grew up in two places. My family had a farm, which we've had for 140 years, and it was kind of extremely rural. It was about an hour and 45 minutes away from the town I went to school in, so we would go out there every weekend and all summer. And the farm was in a place called Possum Trot, and it's in the Buffalo River National Forest. Well, it's right next to it, so that place was not very much like Huntsville. It's really a valley. It's not a town. There's no stores. There's no post office. There's no gas station. So I just explained that. But there is a road sign. It's an actual place.
One claim to fame, a road
sign. Yes. And then the place I went to high school is called Springdale, and it is actually a lot like Huntsville. Mm-hmm. It's hilly, it's about 40,000, you know, it's right next to Fayetteville, which is a college town, and lots of trees, and pretty, and lots of students, no prison, so there's that difference. But yeah, very similar, so I feel a lot more at home here, and where I went to school for grad school, Baton Rouge, is nothing like either my hometown or Huntsville, so.
Louisiana's its own little
totally
world.
Totally different, yeah.
Great, okay. So what appeals to you most about working in Special Collections?
I wanted to be a history professor, so I like the fact that you get to deal with history every day, and it's always great to be able to help people access history. I also like the fact that you're always problem solving. People come up with all kinds of great questions, and you get to help them solve their information questions. Mm-hmm. And also just preserving documents and preventing decay is always an interesting challenge, so I like the different problem solving.
Well, like all the librarians, of course, you had to go through graduate school and get a master's degree to be a professional librarian. Did you have any favorite thing that helped you survive graduate school, like a food, drink, song, hobby?
Well, actually, our library school had... I had expected everyone to kind of like hang out after class and go do things together, and when I arrived, that didn't seem to happen that often, and I had moved there from Fayetteville, which was about 10.5 hours away, and so I didn't have any friends, I didn't know anyone, so about a semester in, I started something called Happy Taco Fun Times, which was basically once a week, I would just kind of show up at this kind of taco restaurant, just kind of a very inexpensive place where people get tacos and drinks. Mm-hmm. And I would advertise it on our listserv and just say, if you're stressed out and want to talk and defrazzle, come on over. And at first, just 3 or 4 people came, and it kept growing and growing, and now it's still going, and there's 25 or 30 people going, so it's pretty cool. And that's really something that always I've looked forward to, and we would all talk about what class was driving us nuts, and give each other study guides or arrange for study groups, or just talk about non-library stuff amazingly. So that was really fun.
5 minutes outside of library.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a great stress relief. Uh-huh. So of course we're librarians, we're all bibliophiles, so what's your favorite book?
Well, one book I've always enjoyed rereading is a book called Traveling Mercies. Mm-hmm. By Annie Lamott. I don't know, it's a book about a woman who has a really screwed up family, and she kind of figures out how to overcome that and become a good grown-up. I don't know, there's probably a better way to say that, but...
Okay, that sounds interesting. Okay, so I've heard that you have themed costume birthday bashes every year. So tell us about your most favorite of all the costumes that you've ever worn.
It's hard to pick a favorite costume. There was one party that was pioneers and Indians, and I pulled together a good pioneer costume, I felt, Like, it was a good one. I had a bustle and everything. I was pretty impressed with myself. But the best party was probably the sock hop that I had for my last birthday.
Sock hops are fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably my biggest party, and I had a DJ. And I don't know, a lot of people came and had a lot of fun, and so that was probably my biggest and best party.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay. Okay, so you've, coming back to work, you've recently taken charge of the Special Collections Department here at SAM. Tell us about one new thing that you are really hoping to be able to do with the department, like a new direction you'd like to go or a new opportunity you'd like to pursue.
I think the biggest thing that we can do for the Thomason Room is increase access. I think a lot of kids are intimidated by it or don't know that it's here, and so my big push right now is not necessarily the materials. We have great materials, but letting people know that we're here and that we want to help them find historical resources for their papers or their projects, and then just do some PR and outreach and help them find us and help them know why they need us.
Oh, that's great. Okay. What one thing would you most like students to know about the library's special collections?
Why we matter to them, how we can change their research experience, how we can make their papers better. Mm-hmm. And also, I guess that's the main thing, yeah.
Okay, and then kind of a fun closing note here. What three things would you most want to have with you if you were stranded on a desert island?
Oh, yeah. I think I would want music. I don't know what
important
form, but I think I would go a little crazy without that.
A good 800 gig iPod, just full
right,
of all kinds
just
of stuff.
Full, maybe throw some, you know, e-books on there. Let's go for it. Like, the geek in me wants a water purification system. I know that's not exciting, but, you know, like...
Smart, though.
Yeah, like, it just seems like it'd be pretty useful.
Everyone else will be out there, like, dying of starvation and dehydration with all their favorite books around.
Right. Yeah, let's see, what else? I'll be honest, the first thing that comes to my mind is seeds. I have no idea why.
That's good, too. Food, and then water it with the purified water.
Yeah, really.
Very survival-oriented.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us and talking to us today.
No problem.